and you mentioned Kaká.
Yeah.
Please tell my listeners, because you did end up interviewing Kaká.
Yeah.
It wasn't planned that you were interviewing Kaká, right?
No.
So give my listeners the lowdown on that.
So basically, once we started to interview loads of Christian footballers, a Christian book publisher, SBCK, got in touch and said, look, we want you to write a book, which was amazing. So we obviously said yes. And they kind of had a tick list of people they wanted to get on it. And one of which was Kaká, and he was already on our list.
Sure.
So Kaká, for anyone who doesn't know, is like one of the world's greatest footballers of all time. Won the Ballon d'Or, Brazilian international, played for like AC Milan, Real Madrid. And at this point, he was coming to the tail end of his career. He's at Orlando.
Was he? Oh yeah.
He's at Orlando in the MLS.
Orlando.
Yeah. So he's kind of ready to kind of not hanging up his boots yet. I think he had about two or three more seasons in him before he hung up his boots. So
and a player that world class is just,
oh mate,
even at the twilight, it's like, oh, that dude's still,
what a ball,
so much better than most of the, especially in the MLS.
Mate, even now I YouTube his stuff and I'm just like, he's class.
He was ridiculous in that AC Milan team.
Oh mate, a legend.
But yeah, sorry, I digress.
No, it's fine. So basically when we looked to interview a player, it takes a lot of hard graft, but especially someone of Kaká. It was such hard work. So basically, we went through the club, we went through his agent, all of which said no.
Right.
Then we decided that we'd go through chaplain. So a chaplain is essentially someone who works for the church and works voluntarily at a football club.
Sure.
And there was this guy at Orlando City, still there now, a chaplain called Andy Searles. Legend,
hero.
Great guy, he's been an amazing advocate across the line. Interestingly, his dad was a minister in Frinton, which is so weird because he's in America.
Oh, right, that is weird. Yeah.
Anyway, he was building an amazing relationship with Kaká and Kaká's agent.
Sure.
And after kind of building a rapport with Andy, he kind of sussed us out, we sussed him out. He said, look, you know, now I kind of know you guys and see that you're legit and you're not trying to sponge off us. We can pencil in a date with Kaká. So, mate, this took 6 months to organise. So we finally got a date with Kaká. We get the email on April the whatever it is. We're going to interview Kaká.
Sure.
He's going to speak to Fox News and then you. And in that in that email, I'm thinking, what are we doing? Who are we? What is happening?
Two major markets.
So obviously, yeah, exactly. So obviously, you know, Liam and I, you know, young Christian guys, who's our role model? Our role model was Kaká. So we're thinking, hang on a minute, only one person could do this interview. So we're on Skype and I said, mate, the only fair way to choose is to flip a coin.
Right.
So I'm like, we're actually going to do this. So I had the coin. So we're on Skype, got my laptop up, flip the coin, lands on the floor. So I call tails, he calls heads.
Right.
I'm thinking, whatever it is, I could pretend it.
Of course, it's on Skype.
Mate, it lands on heads and I'm thinking, oh. So I said to Liam, I said, look, mate, it's heads. You know, you got the interview. Let's
prep. I bet that tested your faith.
Mate, it was hard. Like, I was a bit hard. I'm not going to lie. But I was like, look, Liam's great. He's gonna smash it. We'll figure it out. So we said, look, let's put the questions together that we both want to ask. We'll send them to Andy to veto it. Then we'll kind of go with it. So we get to the day of the interview. I have a little pray with Liam. Pray goes well, whatever. Da 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 da. You all set? Liam's like, yep, gonna go. Let's go for it. So I put the phone down. I go to have my dinner. And then I just had this like overwhelming sense whilst I was eating my dinner with my dad to run back to my phone.
Right.
I was like, okay. So I run back to my phone and it's ringing. I didn't even hear it, it was on silent.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, okay, Liam's been gone 2 minutes. Now he's calling me. It's either the world's quickest interview.
Yeah.
Something's gone wrong or we've got the wrong date.
Yep.
So I ring. So I answer the phone and Liam's like, he sounds so flustered. He's like, Ollie, mate, my WhatsApp's not working. My internet's gone down. Like, you need to interview Kaká.
Oh, God.
So I'm like, what? Like, you've got the questions. He was like, yeah, I'll try and email you the questions, but man, it's gone down.
And he's got no internet.
So he's like, you need to call him now because he's just spoken to Fox News. He's got someone after you. So I'm thinking, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So I'm like, Dad, put my dinner away. I need to go and interview Kaká. So I'm sprinting upstairs. I'm trying to find my iPad to record the interview.
Yeah.
I'm then on the phone to Kaká's agent. He's passing me over to Kaká. I'm now making small talk with Ricardo Kaká, trying to like find these questions. But mate, he was such a gent. Like, we got to it and he was like, look, I know my agent said we've got 20 minutes. Dude, I'm just walking around the training ground. You take as long as you need. His English, mate, was super. It was better than mine.
Really?
Like, he was class. And they always say never, like, meet your heroes. But I'm so glad that I got the opportunity to speak to Kaká because he was just so humble. And he exuded Jesus more than anyone who I've spoken to, man. He was so good. Like, he was just so on it. And
yeah, because he's definitely the most high profile, like, when you combine talent and unapologetically Christian.
Yeah.
You would never, ever have not known that he was Christian. And of course, he's a Ballon d'Or winner, which in any time that Messi and Ronaldo have been playing professional football to win a Ballon d'Or, he might have won it before.
Yeah.
But either way, to be amongst all of the world-class players that were around that time, to win a Ballon d'Or, like, you're just, it's undeniable that you're one of the best of all time.
Oh, for sure. You know, so many players nowadays, they try and point to themselves, you know, I'm the best at this, the best in that. And, you know, legit, like, they are. Like, Ronaldo, hard work, Messi, hard work. But the interesting thing about Kaká, when I interviewed him, was that he said when he won the Ballon d'Or, when he wins the Champions League, when he wins all these amazing things, he doesn't want to show people how good he is.
Yeah.
He says, I want to point to God. I want to say to Jesus, like, thank you so much for all that you've done in my life, all the gifts that you've given me, all the talent you've given me. Like, I give it to you. Like, this is not me. I'm a steward of this. Yeah. Like, but you own it. Like, I want to point everyone to you. So much humility in that, and I learned a lot of him in that 20-30 minutes that I spoke to him for. So, yeah, great interview. Legend.